Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello, everybody. It is a Wednesday. Chad Harbin, Dan Cook, Mr. South St. Paul cheating on us once again. He's not back with us until Tuesday. I am back today after feeling like garbage for about a day and a half. And I am incredibly lucky that I have somebody who I think is as great as any doctor on the planet. Sheldon Burns has been a part of my life for 40 years. I am incredibly lucky that I have access to my doctor. And I'm loaded up with a Z-Pak and prednisone and cough medicine and my normal, Dan, illegal products.
So this could be a great show is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Also could be your last
show.
Kind
of my point is, it's just a reminder how cruel it is for the folks who don't have access to medical care. Whether it's the promptness that I'm lucky enough to have or others who just don't have it. And no, I am not for government-run healthcare. I'm not. I think there's a way to incorporate what we have within Medicare, Medicaid, MenCare, but still have a private system, but a system that should be better. And again, of course, that's political, because we're going to get into everything as political in a moment, but I'm just pointing out how fortunate I am to have Sheldon as just a great friend and a great doctor and could see him. And because I would feel like garbage without that medicine in me. And so many others don't have that access. So I'm here. Adam's out. I know Laura had the guest audio from the International Falls guest, who, of course, went to school with Carter at South St. Paul.
Shocking.
There needs to be an investigation, Dan. I want you to lead it. Task force.
Okay.
Search committee. Whatever we're going to call it. The amount of publicity and guests we give to South St. Paul on this show and how it's filtered over to the rest. Minneapolis doesn't get as many guests as South St. Paul does on this station now because of Carter and his cabal.
You're saying that there's an over-representation of South St. Paul on WCCO radio?
100 million miles. Fine little town. I mean, a gutless mayor, but a fine town. But honestly, the nuclear attack is coming from what did Trump initially call Kim Jong-un before they became pals?
Little Rocket Man.
Rocket Man.
Yeah.
Rocket Man. Yes. We're going to get on a nuclear physicist from South St. Paul to describe what's happening. A state of permanent arousal for all of us. Can't wait till that happens. We'll get on a guest from South St. Paul. South St. Paul, it's fine. You've told me many times you think North St. Paul's better. I think I agree. I mean, they certainly have a better mayor.
Well, that's not exactly a high bar to clear.
No, it doesn't. So I assume we probably have 7 people contributing today who are from South St. Paul in some way.
I mean, I can't prove they're not.
Yes, exactly. That's true. We have a lot of good stuff today. I think we have, do you have the stones for the stones, right?
We do. Gave away a pair of tickets yesterday with Adam in your absence, and another pair available today.
So don't call now. Don't call now. Don't call now. Don't tell me you're from South St. Paul. Maybe we'll get to South St. Paul later. But the Rolling Stones are coming. It's the 24th, correct?
That is correct,
sir. Not
too
far away.
Yes. Week from Sunday.
Bigger event. Rolling Stones at the Bank or the return of Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Which one has more South St. Paul connections, I guess, is the question.
That's true. That's true. It's Curb, but that's not a bad backup. The Rolling Stones, not a bad backup. So, at some point today, through text and emails, no, not emails. We'll get to emails with John Gruden. We could do email. You know, early on when I came here, I wanted us to have email also into the studio, and we set it up. Remember we set that up?
I remember there being a studio email address, yes.
Yes.
I don't know what it
Maybe
is.
Maybe we should try to figure that out. And bring it back. Like my old place still, the fan still does emails and they don't do texts. Maybe we should do both. Why not both?
You know what? If we can get them sponsored, I'm all for it. Otherwise, it's just more work for me and I don't need it.
Hold on a second. We would get something sponsored on this show?
I know. Well, I mean, we got Stones tickets, right?
Yeah. First time I think we've given away tickets in a year or so, which I'm appreciative. Maybe a few more. Look, we got caller sponsor.
Yeah.
Maybe we can get some other stuff. How about maybe a host could get a sponsorship or the news guy could get a sponsorship? How about you?
Now you're just, you know, that's just kooky talk. What are you talking about?
As opposed to maybe 90% of our ads go to a phenomenal human being, but who left the station? Just an, I don't know, novel concept. Novel concept. So how it works is, do you have the Stones to see the Rolling Stones? Something interesting, something funny, something provocative, something dramatic, something in agreeing with us and some depth. Something where you want to take us and point out that we don't know a damn thing. So wait for a topic. I'm going to give you an example right now, Dan. And this could be throughout the show.
Okay.
When we had the International Falls guest, I forget, is she the mayor of International Falls? Is she the spokesperson for International Falls? But it didn't matter. She was from South St. Paul. So she knew Adam and Jen, so she got on the air. We now have non-essential Canadians are allowed in the country. Coming up, which non-essential Canadian would you like to enter the country first, Dan Cook? Text me. 651-461-9226. Which non-essential Canadian would you like to see enter this country? Tell me who, and maybe have a little bit of humor with it. That's through a text right now. We're going to give you texting opportunities. We're going to give you calling opportunities. Let's pause here, and let's get to Kyrie Irving and John Gruden. I guess why everything has to be divided politically, and how funny it is when we decide to pick certain topics and how they suit our political needs and feelings. And then when it doesn't, we'll just bypass it, that one. Brian Belsky on a lot of issues tied to jobs, people quitting jobs, the market, inflation skyrocketing, Social Security going up. Belsky, Mr. Wilmer from BMO Capital Markets, Belsky joins us in 20. So much better than Elton John, Dan. I wanted to do this.
Oh, man.
As I'm fighting the cough all day, I apologize. You didn't want to do it. We're going to play Bill Shatner music in honor of his trip to space. We're going to talk about it today, too. All day. William Shatner bumper music. Come on.
I mean, you've had a lot of bad ideas in the history of this show. This might be your worst. Because it originated, remember, the original thought was, let's get just Rocket Man because of the launch today. And you went, and when I objected even to that, you went, then we're doing it the entire show.
Yes.
So, I mean, this is entirely on you. You're going to wear this one. Because by about 12:50, I'm going to say you're going to be sick of the idea already. So.
No way. I'm going to love it all day.
Oh, goodness.
Dan's good friend Donald Trump Jr. Yesterday afternoon with this tweet. The same left wingers that want to burn John Gruden at the stake for saying some stupid things in private emails from 10 years ago were awfully quiet when leaked texts that were much more recent showed Hunter Biden repeatedly dropping the N-word. This This is who we want to rally to, John Gruden, for political purposes. This is who? Just a reminder of the exact words John Gruden used in the emails. And when he was fired. He was fired. I mean, I'm sure he received a nice check, Dan. He didn't walk away all that money.
Oh, absolutely.
He didn't get all of it. But he got some. Here are some of the words in Donnie Trump Jr. is rallying him. The repeated use of the word faggot. Clueless anti-football pussy. Calling Michael Sam and other gay individuals a queer, suggesting the Rams were forced to take him. Of course, he has the first openly gay player on his team. The racial tropes and insulting of intelligence to Demora Smith. And this is where Don Trump Jr. wants to rally. And of course, he's only bringing it up to point out Hunter Biden. By the way, I'll just repeat my policy on Hunter Biden. Wasn't qualified to have so many of the jobs he had. Was playing off his father's name. And whatever investigation that's objective, I'm all for it. I have no problem with it. But the only reason why Donald Trump Jr., by the way, he hasn't benefited at all, has he? No. Misses the irony in that area. He's only bringing it up because he can work in Hunter Biden. This is, Dan, you're gonna want to make your point by defending somebody who's using these disgusting, despicable words. Let's not forget the misogyny that is rampant through these emails. But I know I'll rally and make this political. And by the way, there are people on the left who are willing to do the same damn nonsense. This guy is head shaking though at it. Absolutely head shaking at it. Just like Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving, bravo to the Nets. Not the Knicks, as apparently was discussed earlier. The Nets. Kyrie Irving is a wondrous player. Kyrie Irving, who hasn't really spoken out at all on this, by the way. It's interesting. Says he wants to be the voice for the voiceless. How about you answer a few questions about it? I suppose when he was asked about it, Dan, he said, private matter. How can you be for the voice of the voiceless when he's not willing to get the vaccine, and because of the policy in New York, he couldn't play home games for the Brooklyn Nets. The Nets decided, hey, you're either with us the entire time, or we're just going to wish you only the best, respect your choice, but you're not with us. Voice of the voiceless. Go do a little Google search, by the way, on Kyrie. And go down that rabbit hole on what Kyrie has liked regarding anti-vax material. Athletic with a story where he's really not anti-vax. Well, take a look. Take a look at some of the things he's followed. But all of a sudden now, Ted Cruz and others defending Kyrie Irving. Ted, go back and listen to Kyrie Irving. Go read stories about where Kyrie Irving stands on a lot of issues. He's not with you, Ted. He's not with you. But we can just take one spot, and just turn it into all politics. Dan, do you have the school board audio that we talked about?
I do, yes.
All right. This is audio I want you to hear from a school board member. And I understand we are talking about a passionate issue, COVID. We're going to Michael Osterholm on at 105. What else is new? Mike's right. Look at those positivity numbers that we have now. We have positivity numbers, the highest they've been since we had a vaccine. It's just sad. It's infuriating. But so school members are being attacked on a regular basis because people don't agree with their policy. If you want to have an honest, spirited dialogue and you see it differently, that's a part of our process. There's nothing wrong with that. But listen to the school member talking about what her life is like right now.
And lead by example, but I probably would have appreciated that acknowledgement 6 months ago when I started dealing with this stuff, because in spite of what people believe, I am not opposed to people practicing their First Amendment rights, even when it's outside of my home on a public property. I'm not. I think it's a silly method. I think it's ineffective. It doesn't move me or motivate me in any way, but I'm not opposed to it. What I reject is this effort to create fear and division in the community that leads to credible threats of violence against me and my family. And there's a lot of things that I haven't shared with all of you up here. I've tried not to talk about this stuff publicly. And when you guys brought this up today in the workshop, I felt off guard and frustrated, because then it became something on our agenda that I couldn't express to you why I was against it any longer, because now it has to be in the sunshine. I don't reject people coming here and speaking their voice. They do it all the time. We don't stop them from doing that. I don't reject them standing outside my home. I reject them following me around in a car, following my car around. I reject them saying that they're coming for me, that I need to beg for mercy. I reject that when they are using their First Amendment rights on public property, they're also going behind my home and brandishing their weapons to my neighbors, that they're making false DCF claims against me to my daughter, that I have to take a DCF investigator to her playdate to go underneath her clothing and check for burn marks. That's what I'm against, which is a credible threat and calculated.
Calculated and credible threats, because I don't agree with you on important issues, on safety of children, on what's too much, what's enough, the mass debate, mandates, and important issues. But this is what's happening, Dan. And by the way, I'm going to say this again. Anybody on the left is just going to point all the fingers at the conservatives, because these so far issues where I'm pointing out Ted Cruz and Donald Trump Jr. in this matter, if you don't think the left has been capable of this, following people in the bathrooms, Kristen Sinema,
I was just going to say, well, I don't think those were righties.
Others. What's that?
So I was just going to say, I don't think there were right-wingers that were following Kristen Sinema into the bathroom.
No, they were not. They were not. It's the capabilities of losing decency, common respect, and civility. They're just fading away in this country, Dan. And as we said the other day, there's no signs it's coming back. And then when we have any issue, and the conservatives seemingly are better at this and trying to brand it, and maybe they've all picked up on Trump's skill on this, but boom, let's own this issue. When, by the way, if you go a little deeper, this really isn't somebody who is really aligned with you. And again, to go back to Laura Ingraham, another individual so many Republicans worship at the altar of. I guess with Kyrie on this one, it's not shut up and dribble. Dan, it's okay for him to have this stance because isn't it convenient? He agrees with our position, or we think, or at least the headline has convinced us he agrees with us. So, oh no. Keep talking as long as you want, even though he's not talking. Even though he's the voice for the voiceless, and he won't even speak out on it.
Are we sure it wasn't he's the voice who is voiceless? Did we get just You know, some of those words in the middle mixed up maybe? I don't know. No, the hypocrisy. What's brilliant to me is Donald Trump Jr. using his own being hypocritical in pointing out hypocrisy, and that people just breeze right past that point. The hypocrisy he's displaying in order to attack somebody's hypocrisy is just headache inducing when you actually get down to the nuts and bolts of it. And yeah, Laura Ingraham, we've talked about her before. It was a complete fraud. You know, she tells LeBron
It was LeBron.
Shut up and dribble, and then turns around when Drew Brees has an opinion on a political subject that gets a little bit of pushback. Yep. Well, he's got a right to an opinion. I mean, can he just give his opinion? So the fraudulence there is obvious.
She knows that
100%,
and just figures her audience is just going to eat it up.
Yeah, she knows. She also knows her audience doesn't care. Doesn't care. As long as you're speaking their language, they don't care if you don't speak it in some other way or that you're consistent in that at all. They just don't care.
Yep. And that's to the ruination of our country. It just is. I mean, it's
There's no such thing as fact or truth anymore when it comes to the political sphere. It's whatever you want to make it out to be. There's no universality to it anymore.
Yeah. I mean, watch Fox for an hour, watch MSNBC, or watch Newsmax, or then listen to Media Matters and try to figure out if you're in the same country, because it sure as hell doesn't seem like
try
it.
To figure out if you're in the same reality. Forget about country.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's true. Brian Belsky, we think we know he has a grip on reality. Some numbers with jobs that we talk about a lot in this show when it came out, and I know you and Adam talked about it yesterday, and it's still a big part of the story with the number of people quitting, millions and millions last month, some inflation numbers, supply issues. Belsky, Minnesota's own, is minutes away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.